In the immediate wake of 9/11, there was an anti-Muslim backlash that divided communities and actually cost lives. And our media reflected our own fears. TV shows and movies were rife with dark-skinned Islamic terrorists and very dangerous Arabs. Media critic Jack Shaheen actually wrote a book in 2001 called Real Bad Arabs: How Hollywood Vilifies a People. But distance and a little public pressure has helped improve that condition. We got the short-lived Showtime series Sleeper Cell, and then the popular series Lost features a very heroic, courageous, I think you could say, Saeed Jarrah, played by Naveen Andrews. Have we really come so far in our portrayal of Muslims? Clinical psychologist Naif Amutawa says, not really. 10 years have not brought us far enough. Right, Naif?
Absolutely.
So,
good morning.
Good morning. You know, let me ask you, there are a number of groups that aren't well represented in Hollywood, right? I mean, we don't have any heroic Buddhists in our films. We don't really have a whole lot of courageous Asian Americans going out there headlining movies or TV shows. Why do you separate Muslims out as saying that they're in a bad situation?
See, the situation is not about kind of just courageous Muslims. It's about everyday normal Muslims, you know, a father, a dentist, a doctor, you know, a mom, a librarian, just positive role models. It doesn't have to be to the extent of, you know, what Lost did with Saeed, you know, just normal kind of people. And films are, you know, always have kind of characters that are, you know, positive role models for various groups. There are plenty of Asian Americans who are positive in the films and the roles that they play. So it's not about having a standout character. In fact, A Perfect Murder with Michael Douglas, I thought was fantastic. You know, the main lead investigator, the policeman, was an Arab. He spent maybe 5 minutes of the whole film. He wasn't the focus of the film, but it was just an Arab American in a positive role.
I mean, this is something that you're working toward yourself. I mean, the last time we spoke to you, we were talking about The 99. This is your comic book series that has Muslim superheroes aimed at kids. But I understand that you've actually had trouble getting this to cross over into American media.
You know, the funny, I have a couple of mentors. One is Jewish and one is a Boston Irish Catholic, he says. And both of them think the 99 are Jewish and Boston Irish Catholic, and depending on who you ask. I mean, the characters, we never define their religion. They're definitely inspired by my culture because I'm Muslim. I'm very proud to be Muslim. But we never actually get into the religion of the characters. In fact, they're from 99 different countries. And, you know, we have a saying in Arabic that when you're bitten by a snake, you become afraid of rope. And you have a similar saying in English, once bitten, twice shy. And it's, you know, it's there's no denying the terrible things that happen in the name of my religion. And in fact, it happened in the names of most religions. But the thing is, what happened to us in America basically is, you know, when our plans were announced, a couple of bloggers kind of took shots at us and kind of led a fantastic broadcast deal into one of ambivalence, where kind of, you know, we've been in limbo for over a year. But I have to say, the overwhelming response of Americans has been extremely positive. In fact, there's a documentary film that launched last week, Wham Bam Islam, about the making of the 99, which got incredible reviews and lots of support.
It's airing on PBS.
On PBS, yeah, but even though all that's been happening, again, the same two kind of the same duo, you know, Pam Geller and Andrea Pizer took shots at us again. But I think the one thing that's kind of confusing to me is, on the one sense, you have a concept that President Obama lauded for promoting tolerance. On the other end, the people who've taken shots at us have actually inspired mass murders in Norway. You know, so this shouldn't really be. It's just kind of confusing to be in this situation, to be honest. And I don't think this is America speaking at all.
We're speaking with Naif Al-Mutawa. He's the creator of The 99. He's a clinical psychologist and a father of five. And that new documentary he's talking about that airs on PBS is called Wham Bam Islam. And in the interest of full disclosure, Naif, I got a stack of the comic books for my son, and he loves them, but we can't find them in any comic book store.
What's in the comic book stores are the crossovers, which are basically the ones that have the 99 working with Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The question for me is, maybe the problem for Muslims is not so much, as you say, that they don't have some lead character who's saving the world, but that there are a number of Arabic characters who are villains, that perhaps some of these other groups don't have negative role models in the way that Muslims do.
Yes. Yes, I mean, that's exactly the point. Like, I believe if you tell a kid enough times that they're stupid, they're going to start believing that they're stupid. And if you tell them enough times they're a terrorist, they're going to start believing that too. And I think, you know, the media has an absolute responsibility to reflect reality. I'm not saying, you know, let's hide the fact that these terrible things have happened in the name of Islam. No, I think that's very important to be exposed. At the same time, I think it's important not to let the bad guys define the conversation.
Well, but Naif, is there another issue here? And that is that Islam doesn't have a place in the sort of founding narrative of America, and you know, African Americans do in some very dreadful stories of slavery, and certainly American Indians and Natives have a story themselves which allows them to persist in the story of America for good or ill. There's sort of no way in for Muslims in a certain sense that they entered the story in this bad narrative of bad guys. How do you change that?
You know, the focus of I was just in Detroit at the Arab American Museum, actually, and I was quite surprised and actually fascinated with the museum and the exhibits. But actually, Arabs have been a part of the founding of America from a couple hundred years ago. They weren't necessarily Arab Muslims; they were Arab Christians, but they have been part of the founding story. Now,
and Bosnian, you know, Muslims built the subways in Chicago.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That's interesting. But I think, you know, there's a real kind of need for kind of integrating. And the thing is, what happens is when a group gets kind of polarized in that way, they kind of draw into themselves. And that just, you know, when you have, if you have an open body of water, that's the best thing for life, right? But when you start kind of closing off the access of other bodies of water to that, it becomes a pond, right? And a pond kind of feeds on itself. And the last thing America needs is for a community, whether it's Muslim or Jewish or Christian or whatever, to just kind of feed on itself.
We're speaking
because that just creates problems.
We're speaking with Naif Al-Mutawa, who's the creator of the comic book series, The 99, which is the subject of this new documentary in PBS called Wham Bam Islam. You know, let me ask you, Naif, then. You have five kids, right?
Yes.
What TV shows, what movies do you want them to watch? What do you consider to be positive for them?
You know, I don't limit kind of what they see except for the age ratings, although that becomes difficult because my 10-year-old wants to know why he can't watch the same stuff as a 12-year-old does, kind of thing.
But, we got the same issues. You know, we got to do a play date. I got five, you're five. We got to do a play date.
Anytime you need your furniture rearranged, I can send my boys to you.
Except Naif is joining us from Kuwait there. So, but you don't, I mean, if there's a show that has an Arab-American terrorist on it, you don't restrict them from watching?
No, I don't, if it's age appropriate, but I'll be there to have that conversation with them.
And do they have a conversation with you? No, do they ask?
Yeah, I mean, the older one, like, you know, the older one who's 14 now will ask questions and will have a conversation. The thing is, I believe that if I'm not there to answer their questions, somebody else with a different agenda will be. And so it's very important for me to kind of be on top of what they're watching, not to restrict outside of age requirements, but to kind of be able to have that conversation. I think it's very important.
My kids identify with all the bad guys in every movie. My white kids love all the terrorists and everything. I don't know what to do. I don't know what conversation I have with them.
So your demand to Hollywood, Naif, is we don't need a lot of airtime. We just need positive role models.
Yeah, I mean that's basically it. And Celeste, I'd watch out. I mean, according to the New York Post, your son reading the New York, reading the 99 may turn him into a sleeper cell. So watch out.
Oh my gosh, I was unaware. I guess we do have to have a conversation. Naif Al-Mutawa is the creator of the 99. Comes highly recommended by my 13-year-old. The 99 superheroes are the subject of this new documentary on PBS called Wham Bam Islam. Thank you so much, as always, Naif.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Take care over there in Kuwait. If you want to catch up on that conversation or anything else on our program, you can re-listen on demand, share segments with your friends, go to thetakeaway.org. We've been getting your responses to the fiery Republican debate last night in Vegas.
My name is Clifton McCarthy, and I'm from Pompano Beach, Florida. And I was very disappointed that the Republican debate hinged on who mowed someone's lawn.
You stood here in front of the American people and did not tell the truth that you had illegals working on your property.
I don't think there were ones in Nevada. I thought it was all desert.
You need to go there, Cliff. Do you think the candidates are discussing the issues that matter? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.